You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Peter Crouch to score and Stoke to win was 13-5, now 3-1. And Christian Benteke to score and Palace to win was 9-2. That's been enhanced to 6-1. Derek, I'm kind of surprised Stoke aren't a little bit shorter given what happened last week. If a team gets battered at home to Sunderland, there's an underlying problem there. And maybe this is the season Sam Allardyce struggles at a struggling club.
Yeah, he could. Well, he weren't struggling that much until he got there, to be honest. I mean, you know, everyone was saying this is the easiest job he's got. Look at the players he got there. There's no way Palace would be going down. And there they sit now, second from bottom, and Hippo Head has done an absolute disaster of a job there so far. Unbelievably, Palace's record against Stoke in recent seasons is great. I think they've won the last five matches against them, 2-1 in each of the last two seasons at the Britannia. So I think maybe that's why Stoke are the price they are, but I didn't expect to see them what are the evens odds against in this?
11-10 they are. 11, there,
yeah, it's a big price, that, isn't it? Palace looked there for the taking to me. I said a few weeks ago, it seems to me, and this has been come out in the papers since, it seems to me that the players thought they would think they're better than a Sam Allardyce team. They think they can play their way out of football, whereas Allardyce has probably come in and said, right, fullbacks get it, welly it. That's his MO. And then, you know, the players won't have that. I might be talking absolute baloney there, but it stinks of it at the moment. And if you're going to get that clash between manager and players and you're in the relegation dogfight, it's bye-bye at the end of the season. Stoke will win this, I'm convinced of it.
11-10 Stoke to win the game. Picked up just 4 points in his first 7 Premier League games as Palace boss Sam Allardyce. Stoke aren't in fantastic form either, but they've had some difficult recent assignments. Draws at home against Manchester United and Everton. And last week they were beaten, Tom, by West Brom. And they are one of the surprise packages this season.
Oh, without a doubt. You talk about Sam Allardyce picking up points, but I'd seen a picture this week of him in Nando's, so all on his lonesome as well. I think he's seeking some consolation there. At least he's picking up his loyalty points there. I don't know if he's got one of those black cards or not, but
he's got a whole book full, I think.
He must do. He is really struggling, and you know, and also what Derek mentions there about players and a manager maybe clashing, but what are fans and the players clashing? I mean, the only thing that the Palace players will be happy about is that this is away from home, but you know how Stoke Stadium's set up. The away fans are right on top of the tunnel there. And if things aren't going right, the Palace players are just going to continue where they left off at Sellers Park, which is getting absolute pelters. They're actually a bit of a disgrace, Palace, the way they're playing. You know, they've got too many players there on two bigger contracts. I mean, they've really splashed the cash. I don't know the figures off the top of my head, but I would guarantee they're one of the top spending sides easily outside the kind of top six, top seven teams in the Premier League. They've conceded a lot of goals this season. It's been a big problem for Palace. They were a good side under Pardew when they were going well, defensively sound, counter-attacking team. But they've conceded 5 at Swansea this season, 3 at West Ham, 3 at Burnley, 3 at Hull, 3 at Leicester. Now, I know we can talk individually about those teams, but that is an awful sort of run of away games and the goals they're conceding. They're up against the Stoke side, who I think maybe are the price they are based on the fact they haven't got over the line very often, have they, at home? Drawn with Southampton, drawn with Leicester, drawn with Manchester United, drawn with Everton. The only win in their last 5 home games came against the Watford side, who, as we know, have been pretty poor. But I think this is a different story altogether against Crystal Palace. This is a Stoke win all day long. They're going to have too much on them. And I don't mind actually the headline offer of Crouch to score and Stoke to win, because Palace look particularly vulnerable from any kind of balls in at their penalty area. And I think Crouch would probably lap them up. But no way can you be backing Palace this weekend. They're a poor side in a real bad way.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill. Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with 4 or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now.